Gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome back to another episode of the Mad Max Podcast. As always, I am your host, Mad Max. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about the new Prime Video series, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. This show, it's a series. It's based off the 90s TV show, as well as the 2005 film that stars Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. But in this series, it is... It stars Donald Glover and Maya Erskine. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. I could be saying it wrong, but whatever. So this is season one. It's 8 episodes. And I honestly thought, like, when I saw the poster for this, I thought, a limited series based on the action movie of 2005. I was like, interesting. Interesting enough, but then I started hearing like mixed things about it, and all of them were good. It was just like a lot of people thought that it was going to be like a straight up like action show that Prime Video was going to do because it's based on the TV show or the movie and everything like that of old and everything like that. But then a lot of people were saying like, nah, it's like a real, you know, dramatic show and things like that, and you know, it delves deep. And I gotta say, this show is incredible. It is by far, it took me by surprise. It really did, how great it was. Rather than, now, if you have not seen the 2005 film, the one with Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, then, you know, that show is basically about this husband and wife find out that they're both spies working for different agencies and things like that. And then thus our action movie begins and things like that. This show, however, kind of takes that same premise and goes in the opposite direction. I think in every episode, there's 8 episodes. Every episode, they're on a different mission. They're on separate missions and everything like that. But this is a Mr. and Mrs. Smith who have marital problems. Rather than it being two people who are, you know, good looking and good at their job, these are two people who are good looking and, you know, can't seem to find out what's wrong with their marriage and things like that. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Smith having marital problems really took me by surprise. But it's the performance from both Donald Glover I can't remember her name now. Maya Erskine. Maya and Donald give incredible performances. Like the scene, you know, I think the scene that was all over social media that really kind of glorified what the show was about was the scene that where they're arguing back and forth about, you know, their marital problems and how they deal with certain things. They're like a campfire and everything like that. And, you know, she mentions his mother and he gives a great performance about how, you know, that's my mother. I'm going to do anything and everything for her. And that kind of rings true to a lot of couples in real life that, you know, don't know how to deal with the issue that they have going on. So they jump into a relationship and rather than deal with people, you know, who don't have really what they have and everything like that, they kind of just to push back and say everything like that. I can speak from experience that I did have an ex-girlfriend that was like that. You know, she didn't have a mom, and I'm very thankful and fortunate enough to have both of my parents in my life right now and everything like that. And she kind of used that against me. And that scene with Donald and Maya in, you know, in the woods and everything like that, that really struck a nerve with me the first time I saw it. I was like, wow, this is vastly different. I think with every episode, and then like, there's a lot of people who make appearances in this show that it just really kind of threw me off. And everything like that. I don't want to spoil anything, but really, every episode centers, I think the entire series centers around these two people going through marital problems. And I think that's what made the show very entertaining. Rather than it being like a glamorous, you know, two A-list actors, you know, in an action movie like the 2005 film was, this one kind of gave a little bit of depth to it. And because it's a series, they were able to give each of them kind of like a character development and everything like that. I'm hoping they do a season two because the season one kind of leaves off with a cliffhanger, so to speak. And and it was really good. But man, I gotta say, I think every episode it got better, you know, from how charming and funny it was. You know, it's charming and funny when it needs to be. It's cheesy and over the top when it needs to be, but it's dramatic and sincere and vulnerable when it needs to be. And that's what I love about this show. You know, I think that's what kind of made The Boys such a good show. Even though it had the moments of sincerity and clarity and vulnerability, it still had the fucking ultra-violent action about it. And it kind of rang true with what was going on in our time when the show had come out and everything like that. And then Mr. and Mrs. Smith kind of does it in a way that is people dealing, like if you're dealing with marital problems or you're dealing with problems in general or you're just in a toxic relationship, this is definitely one of those shows you probably can get behind. Kind of similar to, I guess you could say, Beef. Like, remember that show from last year that came out on Netflix about two people who just, a simple road rage kind of turns their worlds upside down and everything like that, but at the end of the show they realize they're a lot alike than, you know, than they are different. I think in this show you have, in Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you have two people who, they, because of their occupation, they don't really deal with their emotions the way they should. And because they're in a marriage with one another, you know, all of those suppressed feelings and those insecurities, if you want to call them that, they come to the surface and everything like that. Like, in Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the movie with Brad and Angelina, they go to marriage counseling, but it's never taken seriously the way it is now and everything like that. But I think this show really, really drove home the fact that even though these people live this high octane lifestyle where they're, you know, life and death are hanging in the balance every day when they walk out the door, that they still humanize them and they give them a really great characteristic. You know, one girl doesn't know how to deal, doesn't, you know, one girl kind of, the girl envies her husband's fact that, you know, he's a mama's boy because she doesn't know what that's like. Because when her mother passed away, she kind of went into seclusion and that really kind of strained the relationship she has with her father. To whereas, you know, the man in the relationship only had his mother and everything like that and didn't really know the whole thing about being a father. He goes, at least you have a father. I don't even know where mine's at. You know, it had stereotypical tropes that you would give characters like this, but it's how they deal with it in the real world and in the modern time. And given the nature of the subject matter that we're going through, it really kind of tied it all together. Like, the action is there, the comedy, the funny moments are there, you know, all the witty stuff, it's all there. You know, you got a very charismatic performance from Donald Glover, but it's those other moments when he breaks down or when he's getting upset about something. Donald Glover is an underrated actor. Like, I really do think he's underrated, to say the least, because if you haven't seen shows like ATL or any of his work that he's been doing and everything like that, you got to go check it out. He's great both as an actor and as a writer and everything like that. Even his run as Hondo in Solo, A Star Wars Story, that was really good. His run as Aaron Davis in the MCU is really good for how brief of a moment he has. But this guy is proving that he has range. He can be funny. He can be charming. He can be the action star. He can be the you know, he can be the leading man if he needed to be and everything like that. This show really, really goes to show you that what a great talent that he is. I feel bad for mispronouncing her name, but to be honest, I'd never heard of her until now. Like, I'd never seen anything that she was in. Yeah, like, I'm looking at her IMDb right now, and I don't think I've seen anything that she was in. BoJack Horseman, that Robot Chicken, you know, Bob's Burgers. She was in Obi-Wan Kenobi, the series. I don't remember. I really don't. She was in Scoob and Super Pets and movies like that. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen... Yeah, I've never... I don't think I've ever heard of her or seen anything that she's done up till now and everything like that, but she gives a damn good performance in this show. And the fact that you got Donald Glover, who's at the top of his game in this show, and she's right up there with him. She's giving him a run for his money, you know, being the opposite of what he is. He can be charming and witty, while she can be a little bit over the top and overbearing and things like that. But their chemistry is much better than Brad and Angelina's chemistry in the movie. And that's saying something, because Brad and Angelina ended up married after that movie was, you know, done and over with and things like that. But man, if you have not seen this show on Prime Video, definitely check it out. I highly recommend it. If you're a fan of Donald Glover, definitely check it out. If you're a fan of the original film or the original TV show, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I would definitely check it out as well too. You know, it's different, but it's the same, if that makes sense. You know, it's got some of the same attributes as the film. And I never watched the 90s TV show, so I couldn't tell you, but yeah, man, this show was great. This was a great show. Very impressed by it, very taken back by it, very surprised on how well put together it was as far as a character study is concerned and everything like that. But yeah, if you have not seen this show, definitely check it out. It's on Prime Video right now. It's 8 episodes. I want to say each episode is about maybe 30 to 45 minutes long, except for the first one. The first one is about a good hour, and I think the last one is about an hour as well. And but yeah, man, they really, really do a good job characterizing these people and everything like that, and giving them a great character arc that they go on. Because you go on, I will say this, you do go on an emotional roller coaster throughout this entire show. It starts off, you know, it starts off in a good place and everything like that. And it slowly, as we start to peel back the layers to these characters, and as the show, you know, gradually starts to come down to a low point and everything like that, it keeps the momentum going. It keeps that range of emotion in check. Like, all right, we've been on this high octane action and seen all the funny stuff already, but now it's time to get serious. And when it got serious, it got really serious. You know, it's believable. It's like I said, it's therapeutic for both of them and everything like that. And, you know, it really is something to behold. It's a great show. I was very impressed by it, very blown away by it. And, you know, like I said, I have not been let down by a Prime Video show, whether it's The Boys, whether it's Invincible, whether it was Gen Z. I haven't even finished Gen Z yet and everything like that. So, I mean, Mr. and Mrs. Smith is definitely worth a watch. Like, I stopped watching Gen Z to watch Mr. and Mrs. Smith, so I might have to get back and watch it again. So, like I said, if you have Prime Video, definitely check out this show. If you're a fan of Donald Glover, definitely check out this show. That's going to go ahead and do it for today's episode. If you like the episode, be sure to follow the podcast on all podcast outlets, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google Play, Odyssey, Reddit, wherever you're getting your podcast from. Be sure to follow the podcast on all social media outlets, Instagram and X, the Madhouse21. Let me know what you guys thought about the show, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. What did you think about it? Do you think it's better than the 2005 movie? Whatever the case may be, let me know. Instagram and X, the Madhouse21. Be on the lookout for more episodes as they come out. We do got a bunch of stuff coming out this week. As we are getting ready for, I think, we got some stuff coming out this week as well as this weekend. Next week, my kids are on spring break, so I don't know if I'll be posting as much. I'm trying to get as much done. I'm trying to get as much episodes as I can this week, because I know next week I'm going to be, you know, taking some time to, you know, kind of get reevaluated, because, like I said, it is my kids do have spring break and everything like that. So just be on the lookout for that. The WWE's WrestleMania is approaching. I do have something planned for that, because it is the 40th WrestleMania. I might be doing my WrestleMania reviews. I'm going to do, I think I want to say like 4 episodes, you know, for every 10 WrestleManias, you know, because it's WrestleMania 40. I'll do WrestleMania 1 through 10, and then 11 through 20, 21 through 30, and then 31 through 39. And, well, I'll leave out the 2 that I've already covered, but you know, I just want to give, you know, because it's WrestleMania, 40 years, and it's really something to behold. So be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for anything and everything that comes out of this podcast. And of course, as always, be sure to embrace your inner madness.